This is KCUR 89.3. More than half of states have legalized marijuana for either recreational or medical use in the United States. Kansas City voters won't be considering that exact question, but they will get to decide next Tuesday whether to reduce the penalties for marijuana possession. As KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, some members of the city council worry about the unintended legal consequences of passing such a measure.
Picture a gallon Ziploc bag, about half full of marijuana. That's roughly the amount of weed you could get caught with under the proposal and not face jail time.
If you are caught with less than 35 grams in Kansas City and charged under the city ordinance, you will be fined with no more than $25.
Jamie Kaz is the executive director of the Kansas City chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which drafted the ordinance and collected enough signatures to get it on the ballot. She says the group's main goals are to keep people out of jail for possession charges and to change people's minds about marijuana.
Truly, the first step to removing the stigma associated with marijuana is decriminalization.
Other cities in Missouri have passed similar ordinances, Columbia in 2004 and St. Louis in 2014. To be clear, this measure would not legalize marijuana, but it does reduce the penalties for getting caught with small amounts. This worries 5th District Councilmember Alicia Kennedy.
The easiest way to describe it is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Kennedy used to work as an assistant prosecutor at the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. She worries that if people get caught and only face a $25 fine, they'll just pay it. But that doesn't mean it goes away.
This is not a magic wand. It does not take away the impact of having a drug-related offense on your background check.
She says it could get in the way of getting a job, applying for housing, or getting a college scholarship. But Dan Vietz, a lawyer in Columbia who primarily defends people on marijuana charges, disagrees.
Well, it'll appear on some public records, but I don't think it makes much difference.
Vietz helped draft Columbia's ordinance and says a city violation, which is what paying the fine would amount to under the new measure, doesn't carry the same weight as a state or federal charge. He says that's an especially important distinction for students on federal financial aid.
And I've seen people who were forced to drop out of college because of a misdemeanor marijuana conviction, because they were made ineligible for federal student aid. Now, that does not apply to cases under city ordinance.
Drug convictions can cause a student to lose financial aid, but federal guidelines are unclear about whether a city ordinance violation counts. Vietz says only state or federal charges put scholarships and grants in jeopardy, and most college websites agree. One thing that is clear, for kids applying for financial aid for the first time, a drug conviction will not prevent them from getting it. But it could be a different story when it comes to getting a job. A municipal violation will show up on some background checks. It's not a legal disqualification. It could, however, influence an employer to hire someone else.
You know, the best option for anyone would be to have a lawyer handle any drug-related offense to make sure you're fully aware of your options.
Kennedy says attorneys can negotiate with prosecutors to keep drug charges from even going on your record.
Persons who are indigent may not be able to afford that themselves. So we have a relationship with legal aid where they represent clients like that in municipal court, but they have to be facing jail time to get that representation.
Removing jail time means free legal aid would not be available for people with a marijuana possession charge. Despite these possible pitfalls, Vietz says overall the Columbia ordinance has been a good thing. Police get to focus their time and efforts on property and violent crimes, and more marijuana possession cases are referred to municipal courts instead of state or county courts. Still, only one thing would truly assuage Kennedy's legal concerns.
I would be more comfortable if we had certainty that that marijuana would be legalized in this state. That's the only certainty.
That may be a long ways away, especially in Missouri. Last year, petitioners tried and failed to get enough signatures to put medical marijuana on Missouri's November ballot. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.